so, and that kind of brings us to the second book, you know, the Quinto book. And I think, you know, you had something to say about like why it was that and not like maybe your original idea of continuing into sort of the geek realm of quality and stuff.
Well, initially I thought that I was going to write the series so that the first books would be foundational and they would get more and more complex. And the last books would be, the series would culminate in lead drum parts and improvising on in piano, you know, non-percussion instruments like that. So first I would do the foundation and then end up with the aspect of improvising.
Okay.
But after finishing the Clavier Matrix, and these volumes have been in various stages of development for the last 16 years, you know, I've been with my editor, Peter Greenwood. We've been working on it for years and years and doing drafts over and over again. And anyway, after I finally got the first book out, I realized that I needed to do something different. Yeah. And the Clavier Matrix is it can be read cover to cover, but it's I see a lot of people using it as a reference book when they get a question about a theory or some structural issues. So I wanted to write a book that would be purely an instruction book. And also, I kind of what I said before was the Clavier Matrix is kind of like your well-balanced vegetable meal. The Rumba Quinto is the dessert.
Yeah.
Because it's hundreds.
Now let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun. Hundreds of quinto licks. That's the kind of thing I know that drummers are looking for. You know, the hot licks.
True.
And of course, you know, it's very structured. It's methodical, as you know, because that's where I'm at now.
Yeah.
But I wanted to write something like that, and also write something that would suggest I'm a player, not just a theorist. Because, like you were alluding to, I have a reputation currently of being
a big high nerd,
a
right?
Total nerd. I mean, the biggest Clavi nerd you will ever encounter.
But Dave is actually an amazing player.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, I've witnessed it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I spent my time doing. I find myself writing about music and thinking about music more than I play now, but it's all about the playing. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and that's why, obviously. I mean, that's why you nerd out on it, because you love it, right? Yeah. So we get the book from Benbay.com?
Benbay.com, Amazon.
Okay.
Boogaloo.
Okay. So all four fine. Different spots. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
This has been a fun interview. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.